from the heart of Europe to the world. RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls, your weekly alternative look at the news with me, Eric Wiltshire, at the base of the beautiful Tatry Mountains in the town of Poprad in East Slovakia. I do my best to keep some of the participants in place, failed dismally most weeks. Talking of which, we'll cross straight to the UK first as we speak to none other than the one I have problems with, Lee Banks.
You don't have problems with me. You might have problems with me this week after what you've just been saying about me. Mark, can I pass a message on to you?
Please do.
I got told off by Eric this week, right?
Uh-oh.
He says that I must not boil eggs or walk out to a bloot in the gentleman's ablution while we're on the air anymore. So I got told off. You say loads of dirt, disgusting swear words and he never tells you off.
In gay pay is none other than Mark Gander.
Yes, here I am, back in Paris from wonderful Durham last week. Hello.
Yeah. You know, you're just such a little liar, Mr. Banks. But such is life. Do you want? Have you got any messages this week from your loyal lovers?
I have. You know, I have. Honestly, I really genuinely do have some messages, but I haven't got them here. I can't find them.
What are you
I can do one quick, which I think we need to do quickly for Jenna.
Go on,
remember. I'm doing this off the top of my head, Jenna, so if I get it wrong. Basically, Jenna wrote to us as one of our first customers in our consumer help thing.
Thinky.
Yeah. I'm not going to say where it was she wanted to visit, because she might not actually want that to be public notice, because it's something, it's a project she's working on. But this place, which was one of Her Majesty's establishments, refused to, just knocked her back completely, said, no, you can't go. So she asked us if we could help, and I got in touch with them, had a chat, and I've already told Jenna what the score is, and I don't think it's particularly satisfactory, but the reason she wasn't allowed to go there was purely for security and the amount of money it would have actually cost to supply staff to keep her going while she was there. But
right.
They have said, now that Postcard from Poprad has spoken to them, that if she writes to them and pleads her case, they will look at it again. So it's not a victory, but it's not a loss.
Well, that's 50-50, isn't it? That's not so bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to the news then, boys and girls, because I've also had such a busy morning. I've had, boys and girls, I have had the week from hell. I have.
Hello.
I have.
I know, yeah. Darling, I'm defending you. I'm saying you have.
But I did have a
terrible time for you.
I did have one little moment of joy last night.
I've lost my list, Derek.
We don't really want to know too much about that.
Don't make me stand up straight now.
This is a this is a clean one, Mark, for a change.
All right.
I actually got to drive one of the latest BMW cars with a 4-litre twin-turbo diesel engine.
Yeah.
And you don't... when you walk up to the car, you unlock it like you would do with your little button thing. But then, when you get in the car, it's coded, the key thing. So once you're in the car, you don't put a key in, you don't put a card in, you do nothing, you just press the start button. It's amazing. And then, to make matters even more sci-fi, as you drive down the road, there's a little window at the bottom on the glass which tells you how fast you're going.
Mate, like a heads-up display.
Yeah.
What, on your window where? Like your passenger window?
No.
Your driver's window?
In the driver's bit in front of you. So you don't have
the
to look...
On the windscreen?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. There's nothing new in that, you big girl. That's been done for years.
Well, I haven't done one of them before.
Is this so you can see the Stukas coming at you?
Yeah.
Stukas, is that your next door neighbour?
And then it gets worse because the damn car's got 7 gears. My word.
What sort of car is it?
BMW.
Oh, one of them. I know the one. It's the big drug dealer looking car.
It's got more horses under the bonnet than I've, well, for years. In fact, the only thing I've ever driven with more horses under the bonnet is a proper racing car. Oh, that was nice. Anyway, moving along. The whole world has gone mad. As you look around all the satellite channels, which I have the privilege of watching, from Russia to America to all across Europe, the big story this week is definitely royal marriages.
They've got a plate.
Mark, I get this.
And cups, saucers, spoons, and everything.
I know. Incredible, isn't it? incredible.
What's wrong with this?
When you think it was only announced a couple of days ago that little Willie was marrying Big Katie. And all this stuff,
It'll be Tower of London for you, mate. Off with your head. Off with his head.
What have I said? I didn't say anything. I just said Big Willie and Little Kate.
See, yes. Off with his head. Off with his head.
And yeah, but all this memorabilia, this kitschiest of the kitsch, all came out. They knew, somebody knew that they were going to get married because they put it all together before they've done it.
It takes...
Now they're getting married and all this rubbish is on the market.
Go on, Mark.
In fact, there was some foreign country that actually got an issue of stamps out the day after, marriage stamps. I mean, amazing.
Exactly, how do they do it?
Well, because that's called...
Impossible.
Lee, it's...
Intuition. No, intuition.
It's, Lee, it's called computers, dear.
It's called computers?
Yes.
What, you're going to be able to print a cup out and a Ainsley China cup? Bro, just print us 10 million cups. It doesn't happen like that, Eric.
It does.
They do runs of them and everything.
No,
Ainsley's done it. Ainsley China's put out porcelain plates. I've forgotten the other one, but on eBay you can buy a rare, listen to this, is rare, second-hand collection of thimbles with the picture of Katie thing on it.
Yeah.
How can that be rare? How can it be something that isn't around? They've just made it!
Well, they could be rare thimbles that they put a print on top of, which takes seconds.
They've made one of them.
Yeah.
All right, then. They're selling sixpences. They're selling sixpences on eBay, right? You're saying that this is smart. This is smart, the marriage of Big Willie and Little Kate.
What's wrong with that?
What's a sixpence got to do with it?
Well, it's better than it getting stuck in your throat in a Christmas pudding.
Don't get
what's
on about
what's going to happen? What's going to happen if they split up before the marriage?
Yeah, who has the sixpence? on your sixpence cake, don't you forget.
Yeah, but you're missing the whole point here, Lee.
I'm not.
You are.
So you're sticking on me again, Mark? It's because he loves you. He loves you.
Well, actually, haven't you heard the announcement about us as well?
Shh,
what?
Mark. Shh. For goodness sake. For goodness sake, don't. Don't.
Have you seen the memorabilia for sale, Lee?
What?
Mark and Eric. You know what I mean?
You and Eric. Mark and Eric.
Excuse me. You can be the best man. You can be the best girl, actually.
I'm the best man. I'm old man.
But you're missing the point, girls.
What?
This is good.
Why is it good?
Because it's kicking off the economy. It's starting people buying things. And I'll tell you what.
It's worthless.
Lee,
item of this
hello?
Stuff is
Mort
worthless.
Hello? Mort calling Orson. Nanu Nanu, Shazbad. There will be people around the world, especially our beautiful friends in America, who will buy this great stuff that's made in Staffordshire from the potteries, etc., etc., and it will be exported, and it will be good for the country which you live in, Mr. Banks.
Yeah, this wedding was engineered by the Conservative government as part of the economic revival plan.
I think that probably isn't a bad attitude to take to it, actually. I think there is something in that, and Eric's right. In the way that this could boost our economy. What it is, though, it's a complete rip-off. Any royal memorabilia like this is automatically, the day it's sold, it becomes worthless. You know,
but not if you like it. No, wait a minute.
And
you take this stuff down to a
sale room, and you get nothing for it.
Come in, Orson. The fact is, you're not buying this necessarily for a return on investment the day after. You're buying this.
You're not buying it for a return on investment.
No, listen, you're buying this stuff in order to benefit from the warm glow that you get from remembering this happy occasion.
Exactly.
For the rest of your
life. Get yourself a candle.
I'll tell you what, Mark.
How dare you?
Well, yeah. I know what Eric's like when he's excited.
The fact is, this...
Right, that's it, Eric, it's off.
Is it off? Oh, not again.
It will never be on.
I'll tell you what this reminds me of. One of my studies to this little thing was watching journalists on the telly trying to hijack celebrities by asking leading questions, which basically said the royal wedding should be done for 50 pence and or 50 cents, depending on where you are, and they shouldn't do a big thing about it. There shouldn't be lots of money spent on it, blah, 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 blah. And I'll tell you what, the journalists got what they deserved because the rockers... They got an answer from the big rockers, Status Quo, who this week actually opened the Prince's Trust Royal Gala with rocking all over the world. Proper, good, heavy, head-banging stuff. And they said, no. We want a big day. I'd like to be playing there. It would be wonderful. Sir Tom Jones wished the couple well and also said it should be a really big special day. What's his face from Queen said, well, I'd like to go there as well, but do I have to stand on top of Buckingham Palace playing the national anthem this time? Please, no. And everybody was in favour of it. It was only the journalists. What do you mean?
These are not... What? Brian May stand, he should be on stood on the top of the palace for like a national duck shoot. He's not a star. He's a big girl with long hair.
Right, and you can play a guitar as good as him, right?
I bet I could.
Can you?
All right, you set it up. I'll go on the roof with Brian May and I'll outplay him. I am like Robbie Robertson. Licks just come out of me as if they were born and they float off into the air and into the atmosphere and people cry when they hear them.
Yeah. Mark,
is this with your Nintendo with your Nintendo guitar, the Wii?
My intended has gone to see her mum and I don't see why you have to bring her in. I don't talk about her having a... Right, carry on. Where are we up to?
Well, I was just going to ask Mark, what's the coverage been like in France to the special day?
Well, they all seem to be totally excited. I mean, it's just unbelievable, really. I mean, for a bunch of people who apparently are a republic and cut their heads off their own monarchy.
Yes.
There's just sort of a kind of a fever, and it's even only just started. Unbelievable.
It's because of all the publicity they got about Diana getting killed over there. They lined
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, absolutely. I would advise Catherine not to drive through any tunnels in this country.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good point. Yes, yeah. Really, yeah, really good point.
You, little Willy.
Stop it. You see, now it's proving my point. That so many of those people will try and get to see the special day. They'll come over on holiday. They'll spend money in restaurants. It's genius. It's going to be worth... I think we should take him to the tower. Yeah.
What, me? Are you taking me out for the day? You and Mark? Can I stand in the middle and hold both your hands?
Well, we'll put you in the dungeon, I think.
And you can, like, wave me over dustbin and things like that and waft me through the air.
We could put you in a ducking stall in the Thames.
Put me on a what? A watting stall?
A ducking stall. Ducking.
Oh, that was ducking.
It was ducking. Don't you be slapping.
You just behave.
Right, moving along, boys and girls. There's been a serious warning from the US Air Force, according to the BBC website, about Facebook. And the US top brass are suggesting to people that this could be a security threat if you use Facebook while you're out on location. Excuse me? What are you doing? They're using Facebook while they're out somewhere fighting?
That amazed me when I realised that that's what they were doing. Yeah, we're going out to war.
Well, hang on a minute. I don't think they're doing it all the time, but I mean, these guys are entitled to relax a little bit and keep in contact with their families.
Sure.
Well, there are other ways of doing it, like...
Telephone?
Send a letter home.
Telephone, letter, email. Why do they have to do it on Facebook?
Exactly, why Facebook? You know, he says Facebook is the leakiest thing in this world, isn't it?
Hmm.
That anybody can really get into Facebook and find out about anybody they want to. And well, there it is.
No, it depends on how you set your account up. You don't have to have it telling you where you are all the time. You just tick the... switch the tick button off and that's the end of it. But
maybe we ought to deliver computers to the Taliban and get them to use Facebook.
What a good idea, Mark! Yay!
That is a good idea.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That is a good idea.
parachute a load of laptops with a load of open Facebook accounts in there and you've sorted, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know exactly where, waste paper bin lives.
Why don't we try and make a bin laid on? Yeah. Our friend on Facebook, and then we can find out where he is and tell everybody.
Yeah, not going to work. But I just, it does beg a belief that troops are doing this sort of stuff and going, sorry, darling, I've got to go now. I'm off to fight in Helmand. And the major says, I've got to go now. Ciao.
And I think this is a lot of trouble over a jar of mayonnaise.
Or is it yet again, conspiracy theory number two, is it just the boring, old-fashioned media that want to find any negatives about Facebook, because Facebook's for young people and they're all old?
No, it is actually the boring old media investigating things which appear might well be causing danger to our population and our country and our way of life.
All right.
That's what the boring old media are doing, old chap. They're looking into things and saying, this could be a problem. We're not saying it is a problem, definitely. We're saying there are isolated occurrences of this, and the rest of us, who might be going to get our heads blown off when we stick it above the privets on the road of where we live, need to know about this.
Sometimes you despair, don't you, Mark?
Why? What are you despairing about?
I mean, just another aspect of this Facebook thing. I mean, if it does then become possible to find out where our own troops are, maybe there'll be a lot fewer friendly fire incidents.
Very good.
They'll be up there. We have these drones, and they'll be able to say, well, hang on a minute, Facebook tells me that's one of our boys, so we won't actually push the button.
What a good idea.
Maybe you should get each other on Facebook and have a quick chat before you fire a bullet.
If Mr. Mark Zuckerman is hearing this, that is copyright Mark Gander. moving along quickly. I love this story. I like to get some good stories in. Well done, Vanessa. Saw the pictures of this. A three-year-old girl, and you just think how you were at 3 years old, boys and girls. A three-year-old girl in Argentina has been safely rescued after falling down a 30-metre well, and it was very, very tiny. You couldn't get a guy down there to get her out. And what these guys did, they coached her for hours and hours, 6 hours in total, and they managed to get her to understand how to put the rope round her body under her arms so that she could be pulled up from what was a certain death if she was left down there for too long. And the problem was it was too small to send a rescuer down other than another three-year-old kid, which wasn't going to work too well. The bit that bothers me about this story, guys, is the whole thing was broadcast live on Argentine television.
I know, that's what I wanted to say, because it's like the world has gone absolutely publicity insane, which, in my case, I actually vaunt that as a good thing. But if you think what happened with the couple who've been kidnapped by the Somalian pilots, pirates. they were held for 13 months, I think. And the main reason they were held is because Somalia was putting together this incredibly good, positive press campaign to show Somalia in a good light. But they didn't care about the poor people who'd been kidnapped and were being held in a tent in the middle of nowhere. And the same thing, in a way, happened with this girl, exactly as you said, Eric. Mm. This girl was used as a publicity machine to boost the image of this country, just like the miners in Chile. That's not one. Thank you, Mark.
That's actually quite warm. It's quite warm here today. Don't you worry about it. Sorry, I couldn't resist that. Boom, boom. Moving along quickly, he says another Facebook story, because Facebook's all over the news everywhere this week. Mark Zuckerman, who's one of the guys that helped found Facebook, has at long last, after all the so-called secrets, announced this new device that they're going to have on Facebook, which could well compete with AOL, Yahoo, Microsoft, and Google. Is it a good thing that Google's at long last got somebody to compete with it?
Of course it
is. Yes, of course it is. Absolutely.
No, that didn't go very far.
That's the end of that one.
Oh, flipping marvellous, isn't it? So, if it's a good thing then, guys, will you be using it?
Will I be using it?
Either of you, both.
The Facebook message service?
Yes.
The major problem I can see with this is, like, you've got snail mail, obviously, which takes up to, like, a couple of weeks.
Did you hear that, Mark? Did you hear that? He's so hip.
Snail mail? What's that?
Well, it's mail.
I just said!
It's not snail mail.
And then your email, how long does it take for an email to
get that, that's really fast, because it's named after me.
Right, so, what, is it seconds? Is it hours? Is it minutes? Anyway, whatever it is, well, the next one, you'll be sending it before you've even written it. How fast do you want these mails to be?
It'll be hitting you in the back before you've seen it gone.
And there's also a lot of time you ponder something you've written and decide not to send it. And if you've got the luxury of it sitting there and it's not just gone in a split second, you can do something about it. You can change it, rewrite it. No, it's a silly idea to get faster and faster and faster. This is faster than the speed of light.
How fast? Mark, will you be using it?
I've got so much email and software and everything, I can scarcely cope with anything more. But I have to say that I'm sure a lot of people will be onto the next big thing, and if they think there's a chance this will be it, they'll be trying it, and it'll have its fans. And of course, you know, we need competition everywhere, because as soon as you don't have competition, it dries up and it gets all stodgy and stagnant, and it stops serving you the best, really. Consumers need competitive industries.
Very good. Absolutely. So, Lee, my other question to you, based on the fact of how fast you want it delivered, do you...
Mark is asking me one now. He's not asking you. Hey, hang on a minute. Yes, sir.
So,
but I already answered, didn't you hear?
Yeah, I know. He's talking to me now, not you.
So, Lee, when was the last time you sent an SMS?
What's an SMS?
Is that an SOS?
Well, in Lee's case, yes, anything with technology is SOS.
So what is an SMS? On your phone, that thing you do on your phone?
Yes, the text thing.
What would you call it, a test, instead of making it sound like a ship? Yeah, it's right. Yeah, I don't know. Last month. Yeah, so yesterday.
Right, so you send instant messages.
You what, darling?
You send instant messages. Don't call me Shirley. You send instant messages.
I do send instant messages, yes. But is this going to be even instanter?
No, not necessarily. It depends if you're...
what's the point, then?
Because it depends if you're logged onto your computer or not. Whereas an SMS, hang on, boys and girls. If you live where Lee lives, the chances of getting an SMS or a phone call through to him are, at best, 80-20. Negatively. Well, how many...
Is that why I feel so lonely?
Yeah.
Nobody ever contacts.
Feel so lonely.
Oh, very good. Right, but one more before we get to the break. Coming up shortly, boys and girls, on Postcard from Pop Brad. I love this story because it doesn't include Bob Dylan.
Which is this?
Susan Boyle tops the charts sides of the Atlantic. She's notched up...
Susan Boyle is the Quasimodo of pop music.
No, she's not. That's Lee's...
Oh, unfair.
That is unfair, isn't it? Bless her little heart.
And she's got breath like a Komodo dragon.
Yeah, right. How do you know?
You've been up that close, have you?
If beauty is skin deep,
excuse me.
Inside out.
He's a typical journalist, Mark. He doesn't answer the questions, does he?
I'm just doing my daily star.
Exactly.
What would you like to ask?
Only the Monkees in 1967 and the Beatles in 1967, notable exception, Bob Dylan, have simultaneously topped both charts twice in the same 12 months. Susan Boyle is now up there with the Monkees and the Beatles.
Excuse me, can I just make a point here? I must defend His Royal Bobness up to a certain extent. His Royal Bobness, who doesn't look like some...
No, he looks like a wrinkled prune.
Unspeakable. He does not look like a wrinkled prune, you cheeky. He looks like a big, strong, gorgeous 70-year-old.
And a wrinkled prune.
Last year, right, yep. Had two number one albums.
But not in the US and the UK at the same time.
They were. They were in the world, across the world. They were worldwide selling albums. He topped the country music albums and he topped the blues and albums.
That's not the proper charts. That's the country charts. They're different.
Big, girly stuff like supposedly Mr. Susan Boyle does that's supposed to be popular. Well, it isn't.
Well, how come...
They like her because she's...
Excuse me, how come all the music experts, the actual companies that sell the stuff, have a different view to you?
Simon Cowell?
No. if you look at the album charts proper, go online now.
Yes.
And where's his Royal Bobness in the list of...
He's not had an album out for over a year.
Right.
He's got a new album coming out now.
So
his Christmas album was massive as well. I didn't get to number one, but that meant he had three hit albums, plus a hit book, plus a hit art exhibition, plus a world tour.
Mark, did I hear that right?
He also writes all his songs.
It wasn't a number one.
At the moment, as everybody will know,
you
is
can't shut
to
him
make
up, can you?
Feel My Love. That's a Bob Dylan song.
But, well, I mean, you've got to say that about Bob Dylan. I mean, he does actually write his own material, and I don't think Susan Boyle's doing that.
No.
But I can't just sit around really and comment on Susan Boyle's appearance, because I've found that really quite unpleasant, the treatment that she's received about that kind of thing in the press.
Agreed.
I have to say,
why is that unfair, Mark? No, quite seriously, why is that unfair?
Well, because I don't think she holds herself up in that kind of way. I mean, there are lots of singers and you know, sort of public personalities who do actually put themselves forward for that kind of treatment, and maybe they're asking for it. I don't think Susan Boyle is like that at all.
And I'll add to that, Mark. Hang on, I'll add to that, Mark. I'll add to that, Mark. I'm sitting looking at a computer here. Now, it's fair to say your picture's not on the screen, Mark, but there is a picture of Lee Banks. Now, if I had to have...
I have a picture of Lee Banks on my wall, on my bedroom wall, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Just above your head board. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you...
And if I had to choose... If I had to choose between Susan Boyle and Lee Banks, it would be Susan Boyle.
There is a very simple reason... that the press does this, and that is that if she didn't look the way she did, she would not have got the fame that she has.
And?
Do you think so?
Absolutely. I've forgotten his name. Paul Watts, it was the same. There is an attitude that if you put somebody who is in some way challenged, appearance-wise or personality-wise, that the audience will then feel sorry for them. And if they can sing a modicum, which I say that Susan Boyle can only sing a modicum, then the whole of the world will love her, like you do a child that you feel a little bit sorry for. And that is what Susan Boyle's fame is built on. And that is the one reason that the Mickey is taken out of her all the time. And I apologise if that is offensive.
No, I'll tell you what, I've got an idea, Mark.
Yeah?
We'll chip in 50-50... Contract Lee for singing lessons. He looks terrible. He acts terrible. He'll be able to sing a modicum. We'll make a fortune.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I have to say that if you turn around and look at Bob Dylan, I mean, I have to say, Bob Dylan's voice has never been the greatest voice in the world.
No. Here we go. Anyway, that's the end of part one.
I adore Bob Dylan, okay?
Singing.
I mean,
Bob Dylan's singing.
Cut!
Is
Stop! Desist!
Nobody else has ever managed to complete or compete against.
Thank you. That's the end of part one of Postcard from Pop Brad. We'll take a short break, boys and girls. We'll be right back after these very important messages.
RTI.